Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to talk about how you're overcomplicating literally everything in your blogging business and how you can finally simplify your schedule and all of your blogging strategies. So before we get started, I want to let you know on just two things. Number one, I'm offering a free blogging course that you can get access to for a limited time. You can get the link in the show notes below. This blogging course has literally 10 modules and 90 lessons to help you start, grow, and monetize your blog. But you can only get access to it for a limited amount of time. So make sure you go in the show notes below and sign up for it right now because I don't want you to miss out. This is truly jam-packed with info on how to make your blog truly successful. Number two, the Magnetic Bloggers Membership Club is opening very soon in like 2 days. So on 7/27/23, it is opening in the morning and it will only be open for 48 hours. So head to the show notes below to hop on the waitlist if you want to become a founding member for just $22 a month. It will be increasing to $33 a month, so I don't want you to miss this deal. It's designed to help you magnetize your perfect blog audience to you and helps you increase blog traffic and income. You get access to literally all of my blogging courses, new masterclasses every month, a monthly group coaching call, and monthly group goal setting and planning calls so you know the action steps to get results. If you ever purchased a blogging course, guide, ebook, or whatever and thought it was so unhelpful and complete fluff, then just wait till you get your hands on this membership because I promise for just $22 a month, this is going to completely blow your mind and change your life. And that is a promise to you because there's so much value when you hop inside. So again, go to the show notes below, get on the wait list so you don't miss out on this founding members discount. It's only open for 48 hours, so if you miss it, that's it. So, some lady bloggers tend to overcomplicate their blogging businesses, unnecessarily adding stress and hindering their growth. So, in this episode, we're going to dive into some common areas where you, as a blogger, may overcomplicate things and provide practical solutions to simplify your strategy. So, let's approach this with a harsh, okay, I'm going to be a little harsh here, but I'm going to be a little empathetic with you as well, and I'm going to help you get clarity and focus. So number one, simplify your schedule. So as a lady blogger, your schedule is the backbone of your blogging business. While structure and planning are essential, overcomplicating your weekly tasks can lead to burnout and inefficiency. So let's take a look at how to streamline your schedule effectively. So this is my recommendation. Instead of spreading your focus thin over numerous tasks each day, consider dedicating specific days to specific themes or activities. For example, so this is my current schedule. So Mondays are my CAO days. This is the day where I set goals, I plan my tasks for the week, I break down my projects, and I work on any launches. Tuesdays, this is my coaching call day, my filming day, and my podcast episode recording day. I utilize this day for coaching sessions and creating video and audio content because I don't have my baby. My mom takes the baby. So this is the day that I have to film when I don't have a baby screaming in the background. So Wednesdays, this is my podcast publishing and promoting day. So I only focus on just my podcast this day because, you know, I have my baby, so I don't really have a lot of time to, you know, do a ton of tasks every single day. But, you know, I have my daily tasks and then I have my weekly theme task. And the theme of this day is just to publish that episode, make sure it's all set and ready to go, and promote it. That's it. Thursday is newsletter day. I write a Sunday email newsletter and a weekly educational email for this day. If I'm working on any launches, then I write any launch emails for Thursday as well. Friday is my blogging day, so I write and I publish a new blog post on Fridays. So once a month, I schedule Instagram posts and I bulk create them in Canva daily. I engage on Instagram, I interact with my community, and I schedule a few pins. I make sure to, you know, talk to potential clients in the DMs and really just help people over there on Instagram. And of course, I schedule five fresh pins every single day. This has been like really working for me over on Pinterest. So by organizing your week in this manner, by using themes and then having daily tasks, you'll eliminate unnecessary decision-making, improve efficiency, and create more sustainable routine. Because, you know, we're moms, we're 9-to-5ers, we don't have a whole lot of time to just sit down and work hours and hours and hours on our blog, and we actually don't have to. If you ever went down the rabbit hole of sitting at your desk and not knowing what to work on, but then you just hop around from like a million different tasks, and by the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, I work on this all day long and I didn't get anything done. Yeah, we don't want to do this, okay? We want to have, you know, a plan in place. So Mondays I use for that CEO day. We want to have a plan in place. When we sit down at our desk, we need to know exactly what we need to get done for that day, and then we need to execute in the most efficient way. Inside of the new membership, the Magnetic Bloggers Club, I have a whole entire course on how to organize your blogging business. So I teach you a mini course on Notion. So if you like Notion, then get your hands on this. I teach you how to use it. And then I also give you a ton of free Notion templates. I teach you ClickUp. I give you a ton of free ClickUp templates. And I teach you on this other platform called Milanote, which I really, really love as well to organize your blog. Okay, so let's move on. Number two, we want to simplify your blog traffic strategy. So driving traffic to your blog is obviously vital for its success, but some bloggers tend to really complicate their traffic generation strategies. So here's how you can simplify your approach while still achieving impressive results. So this is my recommendation. Focus on mastering a few key traffic generation methods rather than juggling an overwhelming amount of strategies. So consider implementing the following simplified plan. SEO. Study and apply SEO techniques that are relevant to 2023 to optimize your blog for search engines. SEO is not about blog posts. You can optimize your blog posts all you want. SEO is also about your website design and how it's structured. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of bloggers don't know this. They just think, you know, create a blog on WordPress and, you know, ugly blog with barely any content on it. Your blog posts are your homepage, and yeah, it's just a mess. SEO, when actually ranking your blog on Google, you actually have to have a really good SEO optimized website. And you need to have a lot of copywriting. You need to have pages, specific pages on your website with copywriting and keywords. So you not only rank your blog posts, but you're also ranking your website pages. This is how, you know, I focus on my website design. I make sure that it's very, very good first. I make sure the branding is on point, but that's not all about what it is. It's not about just a beautiful website design, okay? Obviously, you know, I have the desire to make it beautiful so I stand out, but that's not all about it's not all about that, like the beauty of it. It's about more how it's optimized for SEO, the keywords that are on your website, and if you're going to rank it, and the way that the website's structured, and it has to take somebody on a journey through your website. It has to click through different pages, and there's just so much to website that I don't think you know. There's so much to SEO that I don't think you realize. But inside the membership, I'm clarifying all of this for you. So make sure you go down to the link below and get on that wait list. Or if the card is open right now and you're listening to this today, then you can find that link below to join. Okay, moving on. Pinterest. This is a part of another simplified strategy. Pinterest. This is the number one way to drive traffic to your blog. It's not Instagram. It's not Facebook. those are added strategies that you can put on later, but you want to focus on number one, SEO, optimized website, optimized blog post. Number two, Pinterest. You want to create a couple of eye-catching pins for each blog post and schedule them using a simple template. Additionally, produce 5 pins per day and schedule them to maximize your visibility. Literally, if you can do 5 pins per day using a template that you already created and that you know looks good, just use that template, create 5 fresh pins. Now, what do I talk about when I say fresh pins? They have to be a new link every day. So don't schedule a pin for that one blog post link every single day. You have to schedule new links every day. And then, you know, you can do it again a week later for that blog post. But so your links need to be fresh. Your blog posts, so just different blog posts every day, every week that you're promoting. Your Pinterest images have to be fresh. So don't keep using the same images over and over again. They have to be different. The text on your pins need to be different. Like, your pin needs to be fresh, okay? It needs to be new. Different from any other pin that you've posted the day before, you know, whatever. So that's what I mean. So 5 fresh pins every day. I hope that is clear, but if it's not, inside of the membership, I make it super, super clear. I break it down all for you. And if you have any further questions, you have me as a support. We have bi-weekly office hours with me to ask any questions or to take you through anything or to strategize with you for blog traffic or income or anything that you need. There's just so much support in there. We also have blog coaching calls, and I'm even going to be taking on some guest experts. Okay, so next is ads. So this is just optional, but I really like to implement this into my strategy because it does so well for me. Now, a lot of people think that, okay, I cannot run ads. Like, this is just too expensive for me. I'm not even making money in my blog currently to be spending on ads. And I totally get it. I didn't use ads either when I first started blogging. How I started getting blog traffic to my blog was, number one, that SEO website optimization, making sure my website was truly amazing and built for conversions, and SEO optimized, and then SEO optimized blog post. That was the one thing that I focused on, and Pinterest. And then, you know, now I started adding on ads, but a lot of people think that it's so expensive. It's really not. You can do a modest budget of just $5 a day to run ads to your best performing blog post and freebie to boost visibility and get email list subscribers. Like, it's $5 a day. You can do it, right? Or maybe you can't. But if you can do $5 a day on a pin for a Pinterest pin ad, then totally do it. Run it to your best blog post that, you know, has a freebie in there that everybody loves, that everybody wants to sign up for. And yeah, let me know how this works for you, because this is working great for me. And even if, like, okay, so if you do have more money and that pin is doing really, really well on $5, like, you're getting outbound clicks, you're getting amazing impressions on the $5 a day, then up it to $10 a day and see the results. See how much blog traffic you're getting. But most importantly, we run ads to make conversions. The conversions that we want to make is purchases. And how we're going to sell to them is getting them on your email list first. So first, get them on your email list. So number 4, community sharing. So drop links in your blog post and blogging Facebook groups and encourage others to share them. So I really like this blogging group. There's just one that's just truly amazing with engagement, and people really will, you know, share your stuff. Is the Blogging for New Bloggers Facebook group. You can just search it up and you'll find it. It's the most popular one. And they have regular, you know, daily threads. Promote your social media, promote your blog post, share a pin, whatever. So let's go over this again. SEO. website optimization and blog post optimization. Pinterest, create 5 pins a day, make sure they're fresh. 3, ads, if you want to, optional. Modest budget, $5 a day to your best Pinterest or your best blog post or your best freebie. 4, community sharing, dropping links in Facebook groups. Simple. It's so simple. Just focus on one at a time. If you only have time to spend on SEO, optimized website right now, and blog posts, focus only on that. If you only have time for Pinterest, focus on that. Just pick one and then add on others later when you have the time. So let's talk about simplifying your blog monetization strategy now. So monetizing your blog can be both super, super exciting, but also challenging for most. This is one other thing that, you know, most bloggers when they come to me, or most clients when they come to me, they're like, you know, I'm struggling with monetizing, I'm struggling with blog traffic. So, you know, it's the biggest challenge. However, some lady bloggers may be really overcomplicating this process, which can hinder your earning potential, right? So let's streamline your blog monetization strategy. So here's my recommendation. Create a digital product or service that addresses high demand problem or meets the needs of your audience. And then focus on promoting this offer consistently and extensively across various platforms. Remember the following key steps. Offer creation. So you want to craft an attractive and valuable digital product or service that your audience not only truly desires, but solves a problem. You want to solve one problem for one specific person. So one solution to one problem, your solution is going to be your offer to one problem that one target audience faces. Promotion. Market your offer through blog posts, social media, emails, and other relevant channels. So a simplified promotion strategy is to do a sales funnel. So once they sign up to your email list to get that freebie, you send out a sequence of welcome sequence emails. And then you send out sales sequence emails after the welcome sequence. And this is all automated. So inside the membership, I have these emails completely written for you. So it takes all of the, you know, hard work out of it. You just tweak the templates and voila. But it's really, really simple. You just deliver the freebie. You talk about who you are, business, all of these, you know, things are automated. All of these emails are automated. And then you put them in a nurture or a sales sequence that sells the offer to them. And then you can just drive all the traffic to that specific freebie. And boom, they're in the sales sequence, the sales funnel. Traffic generation. So we want to drive the targeted traffic to your offer by using all of the traffic strategies mentioned earlier. To note, your blog is a tool, okay? Your blog is not the business. So you have to stop thinking about your blog, like your blog post as the business, okay? Because it's not. You're not just a blogger. You need to be a blogging business owner. Blogging business owners don't focus all of their time on writing blog posts and putting affiliate links and posting the blog post and praying that they make money on their ads and affiliate marketing. That's not a blogging business owner. If you want to actually truly make money in this industry, you have to create an offer and sell it and talk about it, okay? And get it out there and drive traffic to it. And it's not complicated. Trust me, it's not. If you create a desirable product for your specific target audience and it's that offer is going to be a solution to their problem, you should have no problem making sales. If you drive traffic to it, you talk about it often, and you sell it, and you know the sales strategies behind it. And this is so, so, so simple, but so many people overcomplicate this. But I'm here to help you make this simple. And inside the membership, I have the blog monetization method course. You get this course completely for free inside of the membership for just $22 a month, but it's only open for 48 hours only. After the 48 hours, we're closing doors and the price increases to $33 a month. So definitely dive in this if you want literally like 5 blogging courses, including this blog monetization method course. It teaches you how to create offers, how to create irresistible offers that people will actually pay for, how to set up these sales funnels so you can actually make sales. But not only that, but also it teaches you how to live launch your offers. And all of this is by step-by-step process. It's a step-by-step roadmap to literally help you create an offer and sell it effortlessly. And I'm not giving you fluff here, okay? It's not fluff. I give you the knowledge and I give you the step-by-step action plans to get there. I truly believe in this course because it's all of the steps that I take when I create an offer to sell it. And this is how exactly the step-by-step processes and action plans that I use within my own blogging business to make 6 figures. So this is not fluff. I'm giving you proven methods that work. So if you think, you know, you don't want to invest in anything anymore because every other blogging course that you ever invested in is complete fluff, then this is, you know, going to be game changer for you because this is not fluff. You get 5 courses inside. You get a ton of support by me for just $22 a month at a founding members discount. We have bi-weekly office hours that you get to show up to and ask me questions and strategize with me. It's basically like having a blogging coach. We have monthly group goal setting and planning calls so that you know the exact goal that you're going to be targeting for that month, how you're going to get there, the action steps that you're going to take to get there, and so you can get those results. And then, we have a monthly group blog coaching call that you can show up to and also ask questions and get coached by me. So there's so much support. There's just so much in here that's going to truly blow your mind. All you have to do is you just have to be a go-getter. That's it. You have to have passion for what you're doing. You have to have a vision and you have to just be dedicated, simply. Passion and dedication is what's going to take you there. Because you're going to have so many failures along the way. I mean, I know I'm just ranting on and on and on about this, but I feel like I have to say this. So passion and dedication is going to be what makes you get there to blogging success. Because I didn't get there. I mean, I failed so many times along the way. Like, I've had to navigate through all of this. Even though I've invested in stuff, my investments, you know, even though I've invested, I still made mistakes along the way. And it was not a straight path. It's been, you know, oh, I take one direction. I take one step this way and I failed. Okay, now I know not to go that way. So I take another road and, you know, I failed that road, that path. So I'm like, okay, I know not to do this like this. You know, I know what failure that I made or mistake that I made, whatever. So, and then I take a different route and I'm like, wow, this works. Let's go for it. Then I take a step forward. And then I have to navigate again with decisions. So I make this decision, I fail. I make this decision, fail. But then eventually I don't fail. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Next step for me. So you're gonna fail. But it's all about what you do. It's all about those decisions. What next step are you going to take that's going to reach your, that's going to make you fail for one? What step are you going to take so you can fail, so you can learn not to go that direction? And then what step, you never know if it's going to be the first step, the fifth step, whatever. What step are you going to take that's going to actually bring you further? This is how you get blogging success. This is how you get success in anything. You have to know what not to do, what to do, and of course, I can guide you the best way possible. And this truly is, like, if you invest in this membership, it's truly the fastest way to get to where you want to go. And I cannot believe I'm only selling it for $22 a month. I'm literally crazy, but I want to help people. My goal is to help people. So, but yeah, so what step, what decision are you going to make that's going to finally get you, you know, on the path to, you know, success? Let me know. And yeah, so in 2 days, the membership is finally opening doors for 48 hours only. Go down below, get on the wait list. You can also get access to that free blogging course. I don't even mind giving away this free blogging course because there's literally like 6 blogging courses in this. So I don't even mind giving away one for free because there's, you know, that's just one blogging course when you can get 6. But it's $22 a month only for 48 hours only. So definitely hop in. I don't want you to miss out on this. So don't miss out. I cannot wait to see you inside and there. And I can't wait to see you on the calls. And I can't wait to see the success that's going to happen and the transformation that you're going to receive in this membership. And I can't wait to support you through that and be a part of your journey. So I will see you inside the membership. I'm out of breath now. Bye.